This is Marketplace. I'm Amy Scott. In a visit here in Baltimore today, President Biden pledged to rebuild the Key Bridge. There's also news the Port of Baltimore could return to normal activity by the end of May. The tentative timeline from the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers comes as divers are still working to assess and clear the wreckage after the collapse of the bridge. For now, 8 cargo ships are stuck in the port, including the Dolly, which hit the bridge. The crews on those ships are used to being docked for only a day or so. Now they're looking at weeks. Marketplace's Stephanie Hughes has this story about life as a stranded seafarer.
There are 159 crew members currently living on ships in the Port of Baltimore. All of them come from outside the U.S., countries like Romania, China, the Philippines. About half have to stay on their ships all the time because they lack the proper visas to come ashore. That's an estimate from Joshua Messick, who directs the International Seafarer Center here and is the port chaplain.
Life at sea is, by its very nature, tedious. That's at the best of times. Now they're trapped.
Messick is trying to make their lives here more bearable. He's driving to the Fatra Nuri. It's docked basically right next to the collapsed Key Bridge. This cargo ship has a Thai crew. They all have visas that allow them to go ashore. Messick is giving some of them a ride, and he has treats for everyone.
I brought chocolate and coffee.
The Fatra Nuri delivered a shipment of aluminum here, and Captain Prashya Pranksiang says they'd been planning to go to a port in Pennsylvania.
For next cargo, but now everything canceled.
All these crew members are still getting paid, even if they're not moving anything. Pranksiang takes us on a brief tour of the living quarters. The hallways are narrow. Most of the space on the ship is reserved for cargo, not people. In the galley, the next meal is already cooked.
Chicken curry. Spicy. Not yet.
About 8 crew members will miss lunch here. Messick, the port chaplain, is taking them shopping. In the van, they talk about the snacks they plan to buy.
I got Cheetos or something. Yeah.
Also on the list, beer. It's Chief Engineer Pisette Tamakatanaki Lai's birthday next week.
We make the party on the Monday.
Other times, they can watch movies, try to go online. Exercise is also an option.
Gymnasium room we have on board.
Do you work out?
Yes. Some people, every day work out. For me, no.
As for work, the crew's focused on maintenance and making sure nothing's degrading while the ship's sitting idle. Through all this, they try to keep what they call a good seafarer culture.
We say hello every day for everybody. First time of day, we meet.
We hire a family.
There's a sign on board the Fatra Nuri. It says, guide us on the correct path. The captain says it's meant to keep all of them motivated. That's something they'll need to get through the weeks ahead. In the Port of Baltimore, I'm Stephanie Hughes for Marketplace.